So we've got Brian Hughes as our Spotlight UK artist this weekend here on UKCountryRadio.com, and Brian's on the line now. Hello there, Brian.
Hello, Alan. It's nice to speak to you.
Yeah, welcome back to the programme. Nice to have you with us. And we are playing, of course, tracks this weekend from a brand new album of yours, which has just come out, My Kind of Paradise. Tell us a bit about the new album.
Yeah, it's taken a while. It's taken 2 years to put together. I've put together some great musicians to play on it, and I think this is my fourth album now, so I think it's probably my best work, to, I would say, rather than not.
And all self-pen material again.
Oh, yeah, Brian. All my albums are self-penned, Alan. It's the way I do things, both live and in the studio.
So you've got a lot to do, haven't you, to sort of get a new album out? You know, you've got to come up with the songs, first of all, then you've got to find the people to play them for you, then you've got to go through all the recording and production process. So it's probably quite a big project, isn't it, putting an album together?
It is for original material, very much so, because I think you've got to look at the quality you're putting out, and you've got to try and have it stand up against the big boys, so to speak, you know.
And very difficult, that, isn't it, when you're here in the UK without all the record labels behind you, and probably not on as big a budget as some of the big stars in America.
Well, I'm self-funded, Alan, so yeah. I've had to put it all together off my own back. Unfortunately, I've not got a record label behind me to put the big bucks into the studio.
Talk us through the whole process, Brian. Let's start with the actual writing of the songs. You know, how do you go about thinking up what songs you're going to include on your new album?
Well, for this album in particular, I had about 22 songs, and the secret of putting an album together is finding the songs that go with each other, rather than just the fact of the quality of songs. I've got good songs that never made the album because they weren't sort of compatible with the set of songs, so to speak. You know, so these were the best set of songs, I thought, for where I was trying to go this time with this album.
What is it that links them, then? What is it that makes them compatible with each other?
Well, I suppose that instrumentation, sort of storylines, production as well. Production values are quite important. I've got a lot of different sort of songs on the board that require different instruments, whereas this album I've stuck with about six instruments, and we've went from there. So it's, in other words, I've got about six or seven bluegrass style songs which would never have made it onto the album, but they're there for other people.
Or maybe a future album.
Well, maybe bluegrass is maybe not my thing in the sense of performance. However, I've certainly got a couple of people interested in the songs that are into that kind of bluegrass scene.
Yeah, good. So next step would be to, record the songs, wouldn't it? So, you know, how did you decide who you were going to get involved to record them with you?
Well, that was relatively simple. That when I actually work in a studio up here in Glasgow, and it's really just the downtime when we're not busy, I get to do my thing.
Oh, that's handy, isn't it?
It's very handy, but however, when we're busy, it's very stop-start, and the continuity of recording can be quite hard, so the concentration level needs to be there each time, you know.
And what about the production, Brian? You know, it is a very well-produced album, and you touched on it a little bit before. That is so crucial, isn't it, when you're expecting and hoping that album's going to be played alongside, you know, bigger artists?
It's absolutely essential, Alan, nowadays when you're getting into the mix, so to speak. You've got to be able to stand up, at least, if not shoulder to shoulder, certainly get towards shoulder to shoulder with Nashville. And I'm kind of lucky to have a producer who's quite sympathetic, did his homework, did all his references across there, and put them into sort of practice. And I think we've done not a bad job, to be honest.
Indeed. And one of the tracks on the album, perhaps the most prominent track, is Damascus Road, the one we're most familiar with here. Tell us a bit about that track, Brian.
Yeah, there's a good story to that. What happened was, I read an article in a magazine about the death chamber in Texas, and it was telling us that Texas executes more people than anybody else in the world. And they did an interview with a guard there, and the guard had said that he found that, obviously, it's quite hard to work in these places, the stress levels are really high. But one really interesting part of his interview was that the last walk from the cell into the chamber, the guards nicknamed that the Damascus Road, because that's like, they all believe that the convicts or the condemned men see the light and find God. So I thought this was incredible. So I then found out that they have a website that you can access. Anybody obviously can access it. It's on the net. And they can tell you who's about to be executed, their crimes, show you photographs of them. It's quite macabre as well, obviously, you know. But I took a set of circumstances from a couple of years back, and the whole story is on Damascus Road.
Yeah, and I think I heard in the British and Irish Hot Disc chart that we broadcast each week here on UKCountryRadio.com, it's just gone number one, so obviously going down very well. You must be pretty pleased with that.
I'm absolutely delighted. I don't really sort of follow charts and stuff like that. I've never been involved in that kind of side of it, but I've got to say I'm well chuffed when I get the phone call to say that it done so well.
Yeah, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, tell us about your touring, Brian, because I know you've been doing quite a lot, and I've seen your name on quite a few festivals up and down the UK this this summer.
Yeah, well, we've done, over the last few years, we've done quite a few festivals, Alan. However, what's more interesting is that I go out with my band's called The Lone Sharks. Mm-hmm. I use that as my live band. However, Lone Sharks finished this year in December, and we start a new band in January, originally called Brian Hughes and His Band.
Very original, that, yeah.
But the thing is, there's nine of us, so it's like a big band, and we're doing sort of we're doing a tester of four sort of major gigs in Scotland in the four cities. So that's going to be quite a thing. It's going to be on the website soon, the dates and tickets and stuff like that. So that'll be a tester to see if we can sustain a nine-piece band.
A nine-piece band?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. So how many were in the Lone Sharks?
Five.
And are those five also part of the new band?
Four of them are.
Yeah.
My guitarist has left. He's going to be a father soon, and unfortunately travelling doesn't work in with that. So that's why we decided to finish with actually the Lone Sharks name and go out. We're a bit bigger sort of band, you know. I don't know if we'll get much work.
Well, this is always the problem, isn't it? You know, because, you know, you do hear these stories that, you know, venues up and down, you know, they can't afford, you know, four-piece bands anymore. But,
well, they can't afford us, no. But the thing is, we're aiming to look at sort of maybe small theatre stuff and self-promotion.
Yeah.
So we're doing that for these four gigs. We're self-promoting these gigs.
Yeah.
And we'll see how that goes, you know.
What instruments are you going to have then in a nine-piece band?
Yeah, we're going to have pedals. I've got one of the top guys in pedal steel up here.
Yeah.
I've got keyboards, drums, bass. Myself, I'm just going to stick to an acoustic guitar this time because I've got two electric guitars and I've got two backing singers.
Oh, fantastic.
The harmonies, because, you know, harmonies are so important to the album now. So We're trying to recreate the album as much as we can, so we need the nine people.
Yeah. So how are you going to sort of get the work then for the nine-piece band? You know, how are you going to pitch it?
Well, the thing is, you know, as I say, we're doing these testers. We're doing Aberdeen, Edinburgh, Dundee and Glasgow reasonable-sized venues, you know, maybe 500-600-seater venues. And the tickets have only just went on sale last week, and they're going remarkably well for the first week with no advertising. So,
yeah, oh, good, good.
So it's okay. So I think we can sustain it. If we offer people something a wee bit different and something that they can come and see a bit of a spectacle, you know, it won't be country clubs, to be honest, because they can't hold that kind of money. You know, it's impossible.
Yeah.
You know, so...
What's going to be different then? What is going to be the unique thing then about Brian Hughes and his band?
Well, it's simply going to be the sound. The sound's going to be absolutely sort of massive and certainly more in line with the recorded material, because, you know, a five piece, anybody that's listened to this new album knows that five people can't recreate that. It's impossible, because we've not got enough instruments to start with, so we're going to have them this time. But more so than that, it's just trying to raise the profile of British country music within the mainstream. Not so much within British country music, but within the mainstream music audience, you know?
Yeah, very good. And I think you're also looking at touring abroad, maybe even as far away as Australia and New Zealand as well.
Well, we've got an offer. I'm sitting with that just now. I've got an offer to go from a good friend of ours, Max McFarlane. He's a promoter across in New Zealand. And he's wanting to take us across there for a few shows. And another promoter's come on, a friend of his from Australia, who says he'll throw a couple of gigs together for us there. I'm just not sure about the flight. I'm not the best flyer in the world, Alan. The thought of that.
Well, what you want to do is you want to sort of split it, don't you, so that you're down there in their summer and here in our summer, and then you can just be in the summer all the time.
that's actually a plan. I'm just trying to get around it. I'm trying to get my head around the flight. That's the problem.
Oh, just go to sleep, Brian. You deserve it. Well, listen, it sounds like there's loads of great, exciting things happening, so good luck with it all.
Well, thanks very much, and thanks for supporting my music, Alan.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
Everybody at UK Country Radio, it's absolutely fantastic.
We love Jesus and CMT the best, you know.
Oh, do you? Right?
Yeah.
That's an old song now.
Yeah. Oh, we keep playing it, though.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Brian, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.